June. Birds chirping, insects buzzing, the start of summer, children playing, summer brides having their wedding, the mowing of the lawns. Now, what have we forgotten?
I'll tell you what you've forgotten. You've forgotten the Pride 48 June event.
Don't forget it.
2019.
Wow. Ooh, your favorite little June.
June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
From home live streaming.
Listen live.
Stream your podcast.
Join in the chat room.
Go to Pride48.com for more information.
Today is Tuesday, May 21st, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay, the show where we light our torches at the beginning, and then at the end, one of us gets... Oh, wait, wrong show. I'm just having flashbacks from Survivors Ready, that's all. So, yeah, we recorded our last episode of Survivors Ready on Sunday night. Well, not the last forever, but the last until the next season of Survivor, which, I don't know, the way things have been going, I mean, they didn't announce when it's going to be, but I can just imagine it's going to be, I don't know, during the middle of Big Brother. So we're going to have Butt First, and we're going to have Survivors Ready, all going at the same time. So anyway, what's been going on with me? Well, I will say this. It is hard thinking of things to say and having new and exciting things to talk about every single day when you're doing 5 days a week. And I'm going to say that every time. But, you know, once I did what that November, I think it's November where, podcasters do, 30 days or creators. Maybe it's not just podcasters. Maybe it's like YouTube and other things where they do 30 days. And I did that. And I did every single day for 30 days. And, you know, every single episode, I probably said, oh my God, how do you think of something for 30 days? But I think I don't know if I was single. Like, I might have been with Mark, but I remember living in the apartment at that time. So I could always go back to the apartment at night, or, you know, I would go back to the apartment at night and I could record and, you know, whatever. It's harder to find time when you have a boyfriend or a partner and you live together and everything you do is together. So, of course, I recorded in my car yesterday. But anyway, so yesterday after I recorded, came home and exciting, you know, every single evening is so exciting around here. All I did was I cooked because it's my job to cook dinner and he would cook. I mean, he really would cook, but, you know, he cleans up when I cook and I clean up when he cooks. And so I prefer the cooking portion. Plus, I'm always continually on a diet and he's not been a person who's dieted consistently for his entire life. And so normally I just want to make sure that I have control of the calories during the week because I know how many, well, not even calories, but now it's Weight Watchers points that I'm doing. And so I'm cooking. But I will say this, and it's been this way since the very beginning, since I started in a relationship. All of my previous boyfriends that I can remember have really loved my cooking. And my family loves my cooking. And I always get compliments when I take things to, you know, special events, when we have Christmas or Thanksgiving, or, you know, people are they're always asking me to cook specific things. And when I lived in Dallas, I used to have dinner parties and I would invite over my friends. And I thought that I was a good cook. But I don't know, for some reason, and this is probably just my insecurities. Like, it's not, you know, he's not saying, oh my God, I hate this or anything like that. But very rarely do I ever get the opinion that Mark is just in love with anything that I cook. And there are quite a few times where I feel like he really doesn't like it and he's just making himself eat, because the culture he comes from, like, you finish everything on your plate no matter what. And so if he doesn't finish something, then I know he absolutely, like, hated it, you know, because that twice maybe in the whole time we've been together, he hasn't finished something. Well, I'm a people pleaser and I want to cook really good for him. And anything I do, I want him to love it, you know. But I'm also trying to cook low calorie and I'm trying to do all these other things. Plus, he's from the Philippines and I don't know how to cook Filipino food. And so I just get, you know, I get this opinion that, and it may be all me. It's not, I don't want to put anything on him, but Maddie, my former, you know, he just loved everything I cooked. And so and he would constantly tell me, you know, how much he loved it and how much he wanted me to cook this or that or the other, you know, for him. So it's just weird. But, and Mark just, he thinks that I want him to tell me it's wonderful no matter what. So he's just gotten to the point where he doesn't even comment on whether food is good or not, because he just wants to, I don't know. But so I feel, last night I made, and it's always diet food right now because I'm trying to lose weight. And I feel like nobody is good at cooking diet food. It's not, I mean, even if you're really good, even if you go to a restaurant that focuses on vegan or low calorie, or I don't even know if there is a restaurant that focuses on low calorie, but if you do, they're not going to be as good as those full fat, you know, you know, fried full fat. You need a little bit of butter to carry to flavor through things, you know? And, so I don't know. It's a hard challenge. And that's one of the reasons I've been cooking these desserts on the weekend, is because I feel like I excel the most at desserts. And I was feeling kind of like I was cooking horribly recently. And so I thought maybe making these desserts would make me feel better about, you know, my cooking. So last night it was just spaghetti. And that's super simple because I use ground turkey. I use a bottled spaghetti sauce because, I mean, come on. It's in the middle of, I mean, we're in the week. I've worked all day. And there's a roasted garlic and tomato, you know, Classico, I think is the name. I throw that in the ground turkey. You know, I boil the pasta and that's it. I grated a little fresh Parmesan cheese over the top of it. So, you know, you can't really screw that up. The only thing I'll say about that is the spaghetti in the Philippines is very sweet and they add a lot of sugar to it. And it's something that, you know, and it's good. And they use banana ketchup, which is a little bit sweeter than tomato ketchup. And so it's really good, but I can't add sugar to things. You know, apparently Italian and American spaghetti is more sour and less sweet, more salty and sour and less sweet than the Filipino spaghetti. So even that, I feel like he'd probably rather have, you know, his mom's spaghetti or something. But especially because I'm doing Weight Watchers, I can't just add tablespoons of sugar to the sauce, you know, to make it sweeter, because then I get so many points and I already gained a half a pound last week. And then tonight I found a recipe for a soup that I really love, and it's just a large can of diced or crushed tomatoes. You can put beans, corn, you can put hominy in it. I've put sweet potato in it. A little bit of like chicken broth, but you put like a garam masala, like a curry garam masala mix that's got all the clove and nutmeg and pepper and coriander and cumin and all this stuff. And I added cauliflower to it when I cooked it. I actually cooked it in the Instant Pot last night to eat tonight. But he doesn't like beans. Well, I needed some kind of starchy something in it, and beans are 0 points. So, and I like beans, so I put beans in it. But then he didn't really enjoy tonight's meal because, you know, it had beans in it, and he was having to like force himself to shovel it down for the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 bites because it had black beans and kidney beans in it. And I don't know. So, and one night last week, I made mashed potatoes, and he doesn't really like mashed potatoes because, again, Asian countries, they like rice. And we do eat rice probably every week, but I wanted some good old mashed potatoes, you know? So I think it may be just a cultural, it's a cultural thing. I've got to take, I don't know, I've got to find some YouTube videos or something like that to show me how to make Filipino food. I try to make adobo a lot, but I feel like it doesn't turn out the same as some of the Filipino adobo I've had, like at some of the parties or restaurants we've gone to. And maybe it's because I'm trying again to lower the calories, and so I don't use a lot of, I don't use the skin, for instance, on the meat, on the chicken or whatever I'm doing. So you lose a lot of flavor there. Anyway, other than cooking and feeling like insecure, but I always feel insecure, so that's just me. But other than that, it's only been a day since I recorded, so I haven't done much. I worked today, and, you know, I've been feeling really stressed about work. Today and yesterday have gone all right. I'm feeling a little bit more calm, so I hope that continues on. I still am ready for the vacation, though. The other thing is, I guess I've been itching for some technology to buy. So I decided for Alaska, I needed to get at least one new lens for my camera, and I really needed to start learning how to, learning better like landscape photography or vacation photography. So, because we're doing a photo walk after we were there. So I've been, now I lined up like 2 hours worth of YouTube tutorials that we watched after we got home from work. Just on like amateur mistakes that photographers make, and which is the best lens, and how to do macro photography. So I'm probably going to be, I don't know, trying to learn all about photography and which lens I should buy before we go to Alaska. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to wrap it up here. But for more episodes of the show, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many, many more LGBT and LGBT-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. And all of you podcasters out there, don't forget, the deadline to sign up for the June event is May 31st, so you've got about a week and a half left. Go to pride48.com, go to the June event page, and there's a register button at the bottom. And I will see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.